Test 73, Section 3, Question 8. Here, we're looking for what can be reasonably concluded. So this is a most supported, really. It says, fluoride enters groundwater when rain dissolves fluoride-bearing minerals in the soil. So you get fluoride when rain dissolves these minerals. In a recent study, researchers found that when rainfall concentrations of fluoride-bearing minerals, concentrations of fluoride-bearing minerals and other relevant variables are held constant. So when everything else is constant, fluoride concentrations in groundwater are significantly higher in areas where the groundwater also contains a high concentration of sodium. So basically, fluoride concentrations are higher when you also have sodium. So what this supports is that sodium has something to do with getting higher concentrations of fluoride. So, fluoride-bearing minerals are not the primary source of fluoride. We don't know that they're not the primary source. Rainfall does not affect fluoride concentrations. We don't know that it doesn't. In fact, it probably does because it says when these other things were held constant. Sodium-bearing minerals dissolve at a faster rate than fluoride. Well, we don't necessarily know that they're faster. Then sodium in groundwater increases the rate at which fluoride-bearing minerals dissolve. And that suggests that that may be the case because it is saying that you get more fluoride per, you know, sort of when all the other things are held solid when you have higher sodium. So I'm going to hold on to D. There's some evidence for that. Soil that contains high concentrations of sodium-bearing minerals also contain high concentrations of fluoride-bearing. The thing there is we've already adjusted for maintaining similar concentrations of fluoride-bearing minerals, and so we don't have evidence that high concentrations of sodium also contain high concentrations of fluoride because we already adjusted for equal amounts or equal concentrations of fluoride-bearing. And so D is our best answer choice there.